Siman Shin Chav Dalad, Sif Tes. The Mechaber discusses force-feeding animals on Shabbos. He says a gomel, a calf, to be oivisit, which means to push the food down to the point that it's going to widen its stomach like an avus. That's going to just become a bigger area, a bigger klikibo for it to hold food. You're making it bigger than it naturally wants to eat, naturally it would be. That's usar on Shabbos. Or in any which way, to force feed it to the point that we're not able to spit the food back out or throw it up. That's already too much of tircha do on Shabbos. Not all be terech as such for behemoth on Shabbos. However, just to feed it, or even to force feed it, but it's as such that the animal could still spit it out or throw it up, that means it didn't push down so far and so hard. That's mutter do on Shabbos. In Sevyud, the Mechaber says they allow to put food into the mouth of a chicken on Shabbos. The months of Tess also says that Talgev and Avuzam, chickens and geese, are the same status as behemoths, as animals. Mishnah tries to figure out exactly what the Ramah is adding, but because really the Mechaber says it's a feud, maybe just that we shouldn't make any misunderstandings, how to understand the Mechaber. Now, Mishnah discusses geese, that the way they're fed was always through force feeding it, and force feeding the way they would not be allowed on Shabbos. And that's how it's used to eating. It doesn't know how to eat on its own anymore. So what should you do on Shabbos? So Mishnah brings from the Tshuva Ramah that the right thing to do is to have a goy, force feed it on Shabbos to avoid the Shabbat Tzar Balachayim, because the animal will be starved, won't be able to eat on its own. But even if you usually do it twice, they hear you should only do it once a day. The Mashmah Therma is that if you don't have a guy available, then Yid could do it to avoid the Shabbat Tzar Balachayim. Just preferably have a cut and do it. It's on under our mitzvah now, go. That's what the Magen Avraham brings from the Ramah. However, the Eli Rabbah says that it's usher for Yid to do it. You have to get a guy, and there's no way to get a guy. There's no way we could allow a Yid to force feed an animal on Shabbos, even if the animals depend on it. The Marshal says like that, and the Sifchaim is mach like that. And the Mishbura writes, he found the Meiri and the Chedush Aran, which more recently printed on Sech Shabbos, and they also seem to be machbar on the Shail. Sif Yid Aleph, the Mechaber says that certain animals, you can put water down or food down in front of them on Shabbos and to drink for them to eat, other animals not. Without getting too involved in the Mechaber's examples, basically any animal that's a nice of a lacha, it depends on you to feed it. So that type of an animal, you could put food down in front of her, even feed it directly, we say on Shabbos, as long as you're careful not to move the animal, because the animals are mukzah on Shabbos. An animal that's not dependent on you, it can really just go wander off on its own and find its own grass to eat, its own food to eat. Such an animal cannot feed it on Shabbos, even put food down in front of it on Shabbos, because it can take care of itself. Now a chazir, such an animal, it's also for a person to megalo a chazir, like it says in Chosh Mishpat, Siman Tov Tes, Mishnah Berurah brings down. And therefore, you're not allowed to feed it on Shabbos, because really, you should never be growing up or raising a chazir in your house. So if somebody is, okay, so we can't stop them. But to allow them to do it on Shabbos, that we're not going to allow, we're not going to say it's been a nice love to pet them to feed it, because not supposed to be feeding even during the week, and not supposed to be taking care of a chazir. Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, if, let's say, we wound up by you, a guy owed you money, that's how he wanted to pay you, so you're stuck with this chazir. So now you're stuck with it until you find someone to sell it to for a fair price. In the meantime, it's mizanis halacha, and you could feed it on Shabbos. The Mechaber says that a kel of a dog is considered mizanis of halacha because it depends on you to feed it. And Mishnah Berurah adds, even if it's not your personal pet, it doesn't belong to you, still there's a mitzvah to take care of it, to give it food. Chazal said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, felt bad for the kel of, has a hard time to getting itself food, and that's why Hashem made that the food should stay in its stomach for 3 days, it shouldn't get absorbed. So you see that there's extra achbanas on the caliph that if you can feed the caliph on Shabbos. Less the caliph ra, a wild dog that could be dangerous to people, then it's like a chazin, not supposed to have it, so then there's no heter for you to feed it on Shabbos, even if it belongs to you. Mishnah Berurah says there are people who on Shabbos Shira, they put food down or kernels of wheat down for the pigeons, for the birds to eat. Mishnah Berurah says it's wrong, because these birds are birds that don't belong to you, not mizneis of halacha, they fly around, they can get their own food, if you're not allowed to feed them on Shabbos. And so if you base the Mechaber says allow feed to las hameshi, that's the worms that come out from the silk on Shabbos. Also, there's nes and lacha that depend on you to feed them. If you have them, you have them. So if you give them, the Mechaber says a person could put his behemoth down in front of grass. It's mechubel karka to get his behemoth to eat it. He might be the behemoth on top of the sovim, the grass mechubel karka. I'm not afraid you're going to pull grass out of the ground to feed your animal. The person's careful not to do the malach of kaitzer on Shabbos. But to put his animal down in front of grass that's already out of the ground, but still muktzah, that grass on Shabbos, they were afraid you put your animal down in front of it. Muktzah is not as serious as people. We're afraid you're going to end up picking up some of the grass to feed to the animal. Therefore, you cannot be mamie to behemoth in front of grass that's not attached to the ground, but it's muktzah on Shabbos. However, you can block your animal that shouldn't be able to go any other direction. Only that way, this way, naturally, it'll end up eating from the muktzah digger grass. So if you doubt, the Mechaber says you could take food that's in front of a donkey and put it in front of a shor and ox, but not the opposite, because once it was in front of the ox, some of the saliva from the ox, the shor got into it, the chamar won't eat it, it's miyas to a chamar, and once the chamar is not eating, Mishnah Berurah explains, now it's a terech shel tzarech, because you're putting food in front of a chamar that's probably not going to eat, unless it's really stuck, unless the chamar is mamish nitchak, that has nothing else to eat, so it's terech shel tzarech, and now I'll do it. And therefore, to put from one shor to another shor, then you could put food on Shabbos. The Ramah says that Sarah Machmer, any two behemoths from two different minim, you cannot put food from one to the other on Shabbos because it's very likely that it's going to get Midas from the fact that some saliva on the first animal is not willing to eat a tirchel beef for nothing. Shmuel brings from the Achrayim, those are not kept to have what to be semach on, though unless it's a min that we know that will not eat from food that was raised star by a different min because of the saliva.